You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you want access to the Discord community and our entire premium content, hit it up right now, patreon.com/redpillthamales or rockfin.com/redpillthamales. Sass. DJ, producer, Big Raw.
Come on, man.
Chingle blinkle letter.
Outlaid an effective strategy to mobilize 200 and a half coverage of pressure.
Red pill tamales. And now, your host, Mr. Beatbox, Mr. Kane Beatbox. What up, everybody? It's your boy Chingo Bling at the Mali King. And we know there is no jingle yet. No, there's no jingle.
It's in the works, though.
Stop asking me. It's holidays.
It is holidays.
It's holidays. And I got to set up some kind of studio. That's what I probably got to do. I'm just going to set up my own little studio setup. And I'm going to have to just record myself and shit, you know, on some music shit. But anyway, we do have DJ producer Big Rob.
He's looking
in the
over
building.
There like, I got a...
Well, because we tried, bro. We got this beautiful piece of equipment, but apparently it doesn't do what I thought it could. It looked like a four-track recorder to me.
It's not quite a four-track recorder, but you could lay down tracks. You just have to like, because you use GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use GarageBand.
I don't really fuck with GarageBand. It's just something that's on there in case.
But that's really good for laying down several tracks. Like what I was using is so much simpler than that. That like it would require some just kind of like getting used to and learning. Which is fine. Yeah. We can figure it out. Like, if it's part of the creative process, then yeah, let's do it.
Sound like we need some more equipment. Patreon.com/redpillthamales. Last episode was fun. We talked a lot about food, and I'm not mad at that, man. You know, it's the holidays. Some of these candles be smelling like food.
They do.
Smell like reindeer treats.
My favorite.
Hit it up right now. TwinCandleCo.com. We did a collab with Twin Candle Co. It's called Cafecito Time.
That's right.
And it just, when you smell it, it just be feeling like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg is right there lighting candles.
Have you seen that photo of Martha Stewart in an apron and nothing else?
Is that real?
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Bro, Martha be
Why
looking.
Does she do that?
Hey.
She butt naked with an apron?
Yes.
Martha know what she doing. Martha be knowing what she doing.
Would get it.
She's like, huh, huh, sex sells.
100%. I don't even remember what she sounds like because I don't think I've heard her talk in a long time. She didn't talk in the video, I don't think, but I'm going to look it up just to show you.
I'm curious how the hell you even know this part of the internet. How did you find this part, this section? Like, everybody else walking on Main Street on the internet. Like, let me look at news, financial stuff.
Give me the dirt road. I want to know what's on the dirty road.
Like, hey.
Give me the dirty.
I think
dirt
I'm gonna
road.
Exit Main Street.
Sometimes the train's got to go off the track to get to the destination.
Some dark alleyways.
What's this over here? An older blonde in a fucking apron. I'm in. That's what I think. That's how I think.
Imagine in the metaverse, you don't know who's on the other side of that avatar.
I don't. But if it looks like an older blonde in a fucking apron and nothing else, I'll still go.
Even
for
though
it.
It's some like big old fat bald pimply dude.
Is that what I'm seeing?
Eating Cheetos from his haptic suit. What is that? Ready Player One.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's really there like, Mom, where's my fucking onion rings? And then, but in the game, it's like, hi, I'm Martha Stewart.
That's coming. Actually, that's here. And here's how I know this. Not because I've done it personally, but there's a video.
Says the guy with an Oculus. Can't wait to get Neuralink.
There's a guy that he storms into the living room, like, excited to talk to his buddy. And his buddy's literally got the Oculus thing on, and he's thrusting his hips. So then he runs to another room. And he's like, Jared, get a load of this. And that guy's bent over with his ass in the air.
Shut up.
I swear.
What is it? It's a skit?
Yeah, probably.
What part of the internet did you find
If I
that?
Tell you this, then I have to kill you.
What part of the internet? Is this a sketch, bro? What is this?
I'll find both of those things for you. And the reason I think originally I found the Martha Stewart in an apron naked, because she was promoting some pumpkin spice thing. And I swear.
Okay, let's see.
So I'm going to find it. But, I mean, I don't...
Panocha Spice.
You mentioned Snoop and Martha, and I forgot that there was some sort of synergy there, right?
Yeah, they always work together, yeah. It's just weird. That's the perfect way word. Synergy.
Synergy.
There's some weird synergy there.
Yeah. But it's not like music.
It like helps it was just each show. Other's brand.
Yeah, but do you
in
like,
a way.
I don't remember exactly. Okay, here's a picture of it. I don't have the video, but this is so you get an idea. See, it was pumpkin spice coffee.
Okay, it's a Keurig K-cup. Yeah.
Tell me she don't look bad.
Yeah, it's just, man. Maybe it's what, you know what it is, bro?
What is
once
it?
You start, once you start really figuring out all the agendas, it's a little disappointing because I'm looking at it more from, maybe from like someone's grandma, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, well, let me zoom in, see if it makes it any better.
Now, they did put some nice softening filter. Martha working with a little something. But, you know, but at the same time, dog, it's like you want to be respectful. And
who wants to be respectful?
I just feel like when you know that they're attacking the family, mm-hmm. when you know how they want you distracted and, you know, just away from your family, like not focusing on what you need to focus on. Like the longer I look at Martha Stewart, that's less jujitsu tutorials I could have been. I could have been increasing my skill level right now.
True.
Instead, I'm looking at some, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Martha, why'd you do that? Martha, come on, Martha.
That didn't make you want to go buy.
It's like everything's already so sexual.
Yeah.
Everything's already so sexualized.
What's
right?
left? Coffee. Pumpkin spice coffee's left.
And it's like, damn, Martha, you too? I don't know, man. Call me a square if you want.
No, I mean,
it's a little letdown where I'm like, Martha, you didn't have to hold yourself out. Like, you know what I mean? You out of jail already. You out of jail. Legal fees, you caught up, everything. And you over here. Like, how bad you trying to sell that K-cup? Because at what point, for example, when them adult video companies were paying Ray J and Kim K and Paris Hilton and people like that, it's like, if that culture keeps getting nurtured, what's to say that they won't go to Martha Stewart and say, everyone has a price.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's your price? You're going to do some crazy shit for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, does she stop at the apron? Or does she be like, all right, next time, post the pictures where I showed a little leg, where you could tell it wasn't no pants on up under there.
True.
Or show a little hip. Or show a little of this. Show the back. Show a little bit of the back.
Show a little bit of the crack.
Come on, dog. Bro, that's somebody's grandma, dog.
It is somebody's grandma.
And Rob, you know your wife be listening to this podcast.
1,000%. And she would look at Martha and be like, Martha's still got it going
on. Do you want to approach this from a Harris County standpoint or a Montgomery County standpoint?
Well, seeing as we're in Harris County, I mean, it's only fitting that we think like Harris County ratchet on the street individuals.
Just a whole bunch of sin.
Just a whole bunch of sin. Merry Christmas to Martha.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I think that's a psyop.
Oh, for sure. But what's not a psyop at this point?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, dog. It's like, man, y'all sexualize everything. Like, what really bothers me, bro, is like people who had a good, healthy, normal childhood,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to keep their innocence, right? There's something pure about innocence, especially for kids. That's why it's unfortunate that the FBI took the eye off the ball and we got a wide open border. And they busy worried about Trump's taxes and J6 and a bunch of goofy shit. Meanwhile, the family's under attack. You know, they normalizing drag queen story hour, twerking in front of children. Some of these teachers got this agenda. Y'all don't see them on Libs of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, basically the point I'm trying to make is like people who had a normal upbringing had an innocence. Like you yes. know what I mean? You don't want that taken away, right? When adults do.
No, for sure.
Groomer type shit, when they normalize certain shit. And, you know, I just feel like Martha's just treading or along the lines of like, come on, lady.
I agree with you. I agree with you because I'm a man of kids and family and that sort as well. I'm also a degenerate at heart, though, so it's hilarious because Martha's probably every bit of 70, hitting 70, probably late 60s.
Okay. Degeneracy.
Yes.
There's levels to that shit.
For sure.
And it's unfortunate, but like this morning when I was taking my 4-year-old to school and my wife's calling me, texting me, is my wallet in the back under the thing by the seat? Can you just, and I'm like, I got a kid. I'm on the phone with you. I'm not going to be looking
for your wallet.
Yeah, so I'm pulling over where there's a gas station, right? Mm-hmm. It's still kind of close to the house. Well, there's a gentleman who was kind of loitering in the parking lot last night when I had to go run up in there and pump gas or something. Now, this morning, it's like 9 a.m. Y ya tiene su pinche tall boy.
Damn.
Now, I know people like their alcohol, right? I'm not Mr. fucking judgy around here. Pero, güey, aquí nomás te la pasas, güey. I literally was like, pinche pendejo. I can never allow this is me, right? So it sounds judgy. Like everybody got their own different type of vice, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I couldn't be at 9 in the morning drinking a tall boy at the same gas station I was at last night. Bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That to me is a level of degeneracy of a degenerate. I guess you just said the word.
triggered something.
Yeah, because real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles, brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show. You know, like, I don't know, dog.
Gather your thoughts because I was driving around the corner, and there's a gas station not too far from here.
Well, they selling dope. That's something else.
I know, but I thought, I swear to you, look, listen, I said the exact same thing 2 hours ago when I was driving over here. I was like, because there was three of them outside of the gas. I mean, it's just like, it was
early.
It was 9:30.
I'm up early because ain't a nut light in the daytime.
Bro, and I literally said the same thing, like not even trying to just.
Well, they're being predator. They probably have bills and shit, right?
Sure.
But they're living a lifestyle where they, as the man of the house, might get taken out of the family. Mm-hmm. And again, the leftist globalist uniparty gets what the fuck
they're
they
for
want.
That, yeah.
They get what they want, right? The cultural Marxists, they want to take the dad out of the family. Mm-hmm. They want to fucking have your little kid confused and everything else.
Right.
So those gentlemen that are street pharmacists, they're being predators to people who are addicted to drugs, who don't have fulfillment. You know, they didn't go through Mike Lindell's recovery project where it's like Christ-based, you know, pretty good recovery rate, like you're going to get off. So it's like this predator prey. What about all the prostitutes you see off the freeway in Harris County? Okay, so there's men who that becomes their thing. They want to be a John.
Mm-hmm.
They would like that little excitement, adrenaline rush. Like, man, some of these hoes look raggedy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And now there's that predator prey. So it's like everybody's looking for love in all the wrong places. They're looking for fulfillment. They're looking for fulfillment, and somebody's there to sell it to you in the form of, hey, come up in this little Asian spa thing. Mm-hmm. Come over here. Hey. They gonna get your money.
Yeah.
You're still not fulfilled. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you still live in Harris County. And you still gotta see the man with the fucking tall boy at 9 in the morning.
So, I was dropped my car off last week after we recorded at a dealership to get some service done. And It actually was the next day early. I had an early appointment, like 7 a.m. Like first one in line when the dealership opens, service department opens. And I'm around the Beltway area. And if anybody's from the area, a lot of listeners are from the Houston area. I mean, there's just some areas that you just don't really want to go through. You just, there's no sense in it. You have no business there. But, you know, I had a U-turn at this area. It's like, it was like Fondren, Gessner area, you know. And I'd never really like, I'd never been there that early for any reason. Anyway, I make the U-turn. And the time before I went to this dealership, we drove my car around. I was like, hey, can you listen for this? Like, this is what I'm coming to you for. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, just U-turn here. And then I was like, man, this is a sketchy area. He goes, you won't imagine what we see here, test driving cars and stuff for customers. I was like, yeah, I can imagine. So fast forward 3 months, I'm back there by myself this time, going to the dealership. And there's two chicks. They're both wearing, like, fishnets. It's 40 degrees. Great. Mm-hmm. It's 40 or below 40.
If it's raining, these hoes got umbrellas, bro.
Do they?
I don't, come on,
but
bro.
But listen, they're facing the feeder, just jiggling their ass with their own hands at 7:05 in the morning, and mm-hmm. it's 39, 40 degrees.
And you know how many men probably said, I could sneak this in on my way to work.
Oh, I mean,
my family and my wife won't know.
Probably.
And then there's a little bit more. Yep. Then there's a little bit more. And then your kids are like, Daddy always got something to do.
That's almost another word, right? Degeneracy doesn't really even cover that kind of shit.
I mean, that's what I think of. That's the word I kind of think of for that. And who ends up... Las criaturas, güey. ¿Quién pierde? Mm-hmm. Los que vienen sufriendo son las criaturas, güey.
Diles.
So now you done disrupted the family, mm-hmm. and now the children are going to have a certain memory of their dad.
Yeah.
Versus strong men are going to make the good times, meaning... Like, I want my daughters to be like, boy, my dad, he always made shit, man. Hey, get your gym bag. Like, hey, we going. Like, I was telling my 14-year-old, I was explaining to her a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was kind of trying to tell her, like, in meme form. I was like, yeah, I saw this meme where, like, it was like this young adult, maybe like young male, maybe he's about 18, but it's like the stick figure with the scruffy, and it says, and I censored the meme. I explained it without some of the stuff.
Sure.
But the meme basically said something like, women don't like me, or women don't date me, or I can't get a date, or it's rough out there in the dating game, something to that effect. And it's his little face, but all around him is like these logos. Mm. It's like obviously the Pornhub logo. He's on there. In the meme, video games, they probably threw energy drink. No offense. I don't know if they had like Monster Energy, but they had like probably like Burger King. Just basically like this motherfucker's eating snacks, staring at screens, you know, not getting fulfillment. Meanwhile, and now I know how the conversation came up.
But you're describing life to her in these senses.
Yeah, because somebody said, man, I can't get my son. Mm-hmm. He can't keep a job because during high school, all the shutdowns and he missed prom and everybody was isolated. And now he's having a hard time acclimating in social settings.
Right.
My thought is that is the end of the teaser. All right. If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right. See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sas.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.